Hearing that the people of Israel were even now camped on the edge of his kingdom, Balak, king of Moab, called together his captains.
And the news from the frontier grows more serious every day.
Why? What is the latest news, Your Majesty?
I have just received a message that the Israelites have routed Og, king of Bashan.
Oh.
Now they are getting ready to attack us.
We shall never defeat them alone, Your Majesty, strong as we are. We must find allies and all fight together. The Midianites, for instance.
Yes, true, true, very true. But not enough, I'm afraid. I know. I shall send for Balaam.
Balaam, Your Majesty?
Yes, yes, Balaam, the great soothsayer that lives in Mesopotamia.
Oh, yeah.
I shall send princes at once to ask him to come here and render the Israelites helpless with his spells and curses.
It's an excellent idea, Your Majesty. We are come, Balaam, from Moab, by command of the king of that country. He bids us ask you to return with us and pronounce a curse upon the Israelites, for they are too mighty for Moab.
Curse the Israelites? Me?
We know, Balaam, that he whom thou blesseth is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed.
I am honored by your king's confidence in my powers. Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word in the morning, for I must communicate with God.
And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. But in the morning, Balaam told them that it was not God's will that he go with them. And the princes returned to Moab.
Your Majesty, Balaam would not come with us.
Go again and take more gold and promises of greater honors. Certainly he will curse Israel for great wealth and honor. Every man has his price.
Once again the princes of Moab stood before Balaam, and once again he bid them remain for the night and receive the reply in the morning.
Good morning, dear. Wonderful morning, eh?
You're unusually cheerful.
Well, why shouldn't I be? A wife like you, fame and fortune staring me in the face, health, sunshine...
Fame and fortune?
Ah, yes. I'm going to Moab and curse Israel. Wealth and power and fame will be mine.
God gave you permission to go to Moab?
The angel said I could if I went with the princes this morning. Oh, breakfast smells good. Be a good girl, will you, and go get the princes while I... Only two places? But the princes from... Oh, you've already served them breakfast.
The princes, they have gone back to Moab.
Gone back to Moab? But they can't. I've got to go with them, like the angel said, or I... Saddle the donkey while I don proper clothes and sandals. Be quick about it. I'm going to try to catch up with the princes.
Hurriedly, Balaam mounted his donkey and took off after the Moab princes. Impatiently, he tried to get the donkey to go faster, but to no avail.
Get up. Get up, you slowpoke. The sting of this whip will put some life into you.
But the donkey continued on as before, sure-footed but slow. Suddenly, the donkey behaved queerly. She turned aside and went into a field. A little later, she behaved queerly again. This time, she swerved to the right and crushed Balaam's foot against a stone wall. The third misbehavior occurred when the donkey suddenly stopped and refused to go a step further, even though Balaam beat her unmercifully.
What's gotten into you anyway, you stubborn donkey, you? Yeah, take this and this!
What have I done that you beat me like this?
Don, if I had a sword in my hand, I would run you through.
Am I not thy donkey? Have I not faithfully served thee since the day you acquired me? Did I ever behave badly before?
Nay, you did not. Then why today? And You can talk?
Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand. And the angel said,
Why art thou smitten thy beast so unmercifully? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, for thou art going against the Lord. And three times the beast saw me and turned aside and saved thy life. for I would surely have killed thee hadst thou continued on thy way.
I have sinned against the Lord's will, but I truly did not see you there. Now, therefore, if it pleases the Lord, I will turn back and go home again.
No, go on to Moab. But there you will say only the words which I shall tell thee to say.
Ah, Balaam, at last. Why did you not come before? Were you not offered enough gold? Well, now that you have come, I want you to be sure to curse the Israelites by having them...
Your Majesty, I can speak only the words the Lord tells me to speak. I have no other powers.
Then Balaam had King Balak take him to a high place, from which he could see the camp of the Israelites in the valley below. And there Balaam prayed to God. And the Lord met Balaam and said to him, Return unto Balak, and tell him what I shall tell you to say.
King Balak, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? I cannot curse this people, for the Lord has blessed them, and blessed is he who blesses them, and cursed is he who curses them.
Oh, enough, enough! I was going to promote you to great honor. But now you are lucky to get away alive.
And Balaam returned to his own country.